Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Ali's name inscripted on the gate of heaven and the wings of Gabriel. Jabir ibn Abdullah has reported the Holy Prophet as having said, 2,000 years before the creation of heavens and the earth, there was an inscription on the gate of heaven reading, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Ali ibn Abi Talib is his brother. There is a hadith in Manaqib in which the Holy Prophet has been quoted as saying, Gabriel came to me while he had spread his two wings. On one wing there was the inscription, There's no God but Allah, Muhammad is his messenger. And on the other wing there was the inscription, There's no God but Allah, Ali is Muhammad's successor. In Musnad of Ibn Hanbal, the Holy Prophet has been quoted by Jabir as having said, Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, the following inscription was on the gate of paradise. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and Ali is the brother of the messenger of Allah.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. In the traditions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find this concept of the heart. Now, in many traditions, we find that the heart is considered the place where Allah resides. And we also find that the heart is the place where the love for Allah exists. Now, we find, again, in the traditions and in the Holy Quran in general, that we must protect this heart. And of course, when it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find this perfect heart, this heart which has reached a kamal, a perfection, a completion, a completeness which leads towards ultimate perfection. Now, this heart, again, it must be protected. Imam Ali alayhi salam, when talking about this heart, he says that if despair, hopelessness, alyas, overtakes the heart, successive regrets will kill it, and the anger of the heart will be intensified. And so here, dear brothers, we find that this is the truth, right? Well, one of the greatest sins, and of course in the book Greater Sins by Ayatollah Dastaghayb Shirazi, we find that he speaks about despair being one of the greater sins. Now, despairing in the mercy of Allah, despairing in the help of Allah, despairing in the victory of Allah. So in general, it means that we believe or we imagine that the troubles and tribulations and problems and hardships that we face in life are so great that even Allah either can't help us or He won't help us. And in both cases, we end up despairing from the help of Allah, the victory of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Now, when this despair overtakes our heart, Imam Ali says, successive regrets will kill it, right? So the first step in this road towards destruction and ruin and depression and anguish and anger and frustration and regret and all these negative emotions, the first step is despair. We cannot save ourselves. Allah will not save us. Allah cannot save us. Allah will not forgive us. Allah will not find us a solution to our problems. And what happens is that then successive regrets come. Well, why didn't Allah help me? Allah should have helped me. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. This didn't get accomplished. That didn't get accomplished. This negative regret continuously, because it stems upon despair, starts to kill the heart. And eventually, the heart becomes so filled with despair and regret over the past and even perhaps the present, that it is overwhelmed with anger, and anger is a constant companion for a human being. And it's not really a companion. More than a companion, it's a constant torment for a human being. For as it is also related in the traditions, the anger hurts the individual themselves more than it hurts anybody else. And so, in order to protect this heart and make sure that it remains the abode of the Almighty Allah and that the love for Allah increases one way or the other, as Imam Ali says, do not let despair overtake your heart. Do not let successive regrets kill your heart. And of course, do not inflame and ruin your heart via anger. Another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلى القاصدين
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open. For them, whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help, procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Look at people ask about imamat. He says this imamat is so important. Wilayah of Ali ibn Abi Talib is so important. How come Allah did not mention this in the Quran? You'll find there's a logic behind it. That if Allah were to mention Imam Ali's name, naturally you and I will not give the importance to Rasulullah the way he deserves it. Because if the name is mentioned, then the later person who succeeds after the messenger will become more important to you and I. And Allah says that's not the design. The design is Rasulullah. You will get all your rules and who the successor is from the Prophet. If you go anything further, you will negate your center axis. And the center axis is Rasulullah. That's why Allah doesn't mention his name. Now people might say, but isn't this an important subject? I mean, let's face it, it's very, very important. The fact that Imamat and Khilafah would have solved a lot of these problems in the world, that Karbala would not probably have taken place, and Imam Ali alayhi salam probably would not have been having this kind of a problem. Let me ask you, in Islam, what is one of the pillars in Islam? Is it not Salah? Salah, prayer. Imam Hussein alayhi salam loses half his army in the battle of Karbala. In the middle of the battle, he loses half his army by doing Salatul Khawf. You might say, why? You've got such 72 warriors. Why not save it and fight these enemies and lodge them to hell? Why would you lose half your army? The Imam says, what are we fighting for? This Muawiyah and his group, they want to stop Salah. They want to kill Salah. They want to infiltrate the wrong religion. We are there to protect it. We came for Salah, not for our power and for our authority. We came to protect Salah. They say every messenger, a Jew comes and asks around, he says, who's the one who saw and witnessed the last death? The last death of your messenger. People pointed to Imam Ali, says this man. They come to Imam Ali and he's asking, did you witness his death? He said, yes. He says, what was the last sentence he uttered before he died? And Imam Ali said, As-salah, as-salah. And the Jew says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasul.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.